This is Destiny Pizza's episode 7. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And today we have a special guest,
Anna Flores.
Hi, Anna. One of our good friends. I think Anna, we became really good friends because like we share a very like similar taste, like on weird things too, like
everything.
On everything. We're like pretty much the same person. Except for like physically.
And I'm not the same ethnicity.
No, but we're both like brown.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
pretty much the same.
And we get along with Michael, so.
Yeah. So you get along with the white person, so that's okay.
Yeah, we have like that one white friend and then.
The white guy.
That's token. All that matters. Yeah. Most people have like a token colored person. We have a token white person.
That's not how we do it around here.
No.
Not in Orange
we
flipped,
County.
Not
in Orange County.
We flipped the script.
We flipped it in Orange County. So we have a lot to talk about in this episode. So we'll get started with the big news. Arrested Development started last week on Sunday. Season 4. And I finished it completely. How far are you guys?
I actually finished last night.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm only about halfway through.
Okay, so.
But I still got the gist of what's going on and have opinions.
So we'll start with Mike then, because then it makes sense. What do you think about it so far?
So I'm like, I think I'm through episode like 7. It's like 15, so I'm almost halfway.
Almost halfway, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like, it's definitely not the same as as the first three seasons, because it's how you can do that after like 7 years.
I feel like the roles like switched. Like Michael's having a lot of problems now.
And I really hate him this season.
Yeah, right?
It's really easy to hate him.
Oh yeah, it is.
Like, he's like a dick this season.
Oh yeah, in the other ones he was pretty much like he's the guy stabilizing everything, but now he's like you don't feel bad for him.
You're
just being a terrible person. Like, what are you doing?
Like earlier in the first three seasons when he didn't listen to George Michael, I was like, oh, it's understandable. He has a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
Now when he doesn't listen to George Michael, I'm like, I want to punch you in the freaking face.
Like, that's kind of what the theme with their... I think that's like the theme of the show, though. Like, fathers ignoring their children. Like,
as time progresses.
I really think, they're going to turn... Like, he's like, oh, I don't like my... Because he doesn't like George Sr. because he's mean to him, but he's doing the same thing to his son. And he doesn't even see it.
Yeah.
So, and then like... His brother, Job, does the same thing to his son. He just found out about like whenever he found out in the third season.
I think it was the third season.
Yeah.
Three,
So people... he ignores him. So they all do that. And then the his sister ignores her daughter. Like, that's all they do in that show. But they spend a lot. They see each other a lot for people who don't seem to like each other at all.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're very self-involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, they care about their own world. But they do all connect. So it's like, it's not like they're...
Who's your favorite character so far? Like the favorite episode? Because each episode, for people who haven't been watching, each episode is like a single character based, including in the intro, they even be like, it's clearly based around that
this
character.
Is Blas.
Arrested Development. And then even when they show the characters like his brother, his sister, or like his daughter, his son-in-law, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
but what's your guys' opinion on that? Because I'm not a really big fan of the individualized.
No, me neither.
I'm not. We fell in love with the show that was... all the characters
like intertwined,
and then they bring it back, and like to everyone's looking forward to it, they bring it back, and then they do this on us. Like,
yeah, it's like, why not just try to continue? Like, I feel like also they're trying to like jam in 7 years of, because they go back to like right after the third season. They're like, and they always make jokes in there, like too. They're like, oh, like even in the intro, they're like, oh, the future that was canceled, that was semi canceled. It's like, okay, I get you're making these jokes, but then they do it. Kind of a lot.
And then they even do that watermark on there that's like
from the old,
like Steel Show Pro trial version.
Yeah.
So I noticed
like,
that.
Yeah. And that's only on like the old clips. A lot of people like got really annoyed with that online.
I'm not annoyed by that, but I'm just
I
like
it's like stupid. Just like,
I wasn't annoyed. I was just like, wait, why?
Yeah, like you could have done without that.
I know, but were they able to do that with, because they had the rights to the show now, they could use the old stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. It was just very confusing because I was like, okay, they're showing me old. I know this is an old clip because they have this little watermark, but then they'll show a clip that they shot now, but they're showing that it was the past where it happened right after they got off the boat and stuff, which is, then it's confusing because it's like, okay, this happened right after, but when we show old scenes, it's like a watermark.
Like,
this is an old scene, but it's new.
It was weird when like George Michael was still wearing the same shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, no.
He like didn't age that much. He looks more awkward, I think.
A lot of them didn't age that much.
The only person that changed a lot is, what's her name? Portia. Lindsay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she had like she went through an eating disorder when she was on the show originally.
Yeah.
And she was very public about.
Yeah, she looked really different the first time I saw her. No, she really did. And I was like, okay, I'm used to the new look. Like, once you have to watch it a couple episodes, you're like, okay, I'm used to a new... Because it's weird, jarring when you... Because you just know it because... I watched the show so late that I was like, I watched it like a couple years ago.
And 7 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
For like these people not changing that much, it's pretty shocking.
Yeah, it is weird.
Except for Michael Cera.
Michael Cera changed in, what's her name? Maybe.
Not so much maybe.
She looks very unique as is. So
yeah, yeah. That's true. Yeah. But I was kind of they did two like Michael episodes before they did like...
Yeah.
And I was like really confused. I was like, wait, we're going back into him? Are we?
Yeah, like I feel like they only wrote like maybe 3 episodes and they're like, oh, let's just expand this out. Like, let's just show it from each different person's viewpoint.
Pretty much.
That's kind of what it is.
That is sort of what happened. Yeah. But you think, because they're probably going to like, because I still think it's watchable. It's enjoyable, it's very watchable. I think.
I laughed.
It's still
it was a slow build up. It took like 4 episodes, I think, and then it got enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because I tried to binge through it. My plan was watching it at 7 at, or Sunday at midnight when it got released. I was going to watch all the episodes up until 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep during the second episode, and I was like, okay, it's clearly not meant to
be. That's the same thing that happened to me. I wasn't going to binge, but I was going to watch like 5 or 6 in a row. And I got through 2, 2.5, and then I was like, this is not enjoyable right now, and I'm going to put it down. And then I went back the next day, and as I got later, I enjoyed it more, and I was like, okay, I can watch this. I can. So eventually,
and it definitely has its funny moments, like when Lucille's blowing the smoke into Buster's mouth.
Oh yeah,
that scene is hilarious. This is actually happening.
I love that. Yeah,
like I saw that clip early on before the show came out. They had like a thing where you click on stuff and it shows you the early clips. So like that was one of them, and I started laughing so much.
I like that one a lot.
And then they did it again in like jail.
They did it later on in the season.
So funny.
So yeah, like earlier, the CEO of Netflix, Reed Hastings, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He said there would not be a season 5. No possibility for a season 5. Now he changed his tune. He says I'm sure. There is a chance.
Well, because the thing is, I think before I started watching, it was like all these reviews. Oh, people don't like it. People don't like it. But then I heard a statement the CEO made, and he was like, Netflix doesn't care about these bad ratings. They only care about their views.
Because
they know a bunch of people are watching it, and they don't care. Like, it's not the same system as, like, a TV show. We get ratings. We're going to cancel it. They have the rights to this.
Yeah.
And enough people are watching that.
And I mean, it's
a numbers game.
They've renewed worse shows. Because from what I hear, Lilyhammer is, like, the first show with, I forgot what the guy's name is. Like, Steve Von Zandt or something like that.
What is that about?
It's about a mobster who goes into, like, hiding. And he goes to, like, Iceland or Norway or something. And Lilyhammer is the town he lives in.
Mm.
And that's what the show's about. So, like, they renewed that show for a second season. So, like, the model of a TV show and the way people watch is also way different on Netflix than on, like, network TVs. So, they probably could get more viewers on, like, a bad show on Netflix.
Yeah.
And, like, from traditional model, they'll probably be like, oh, it's a lot of viewers, and renew it. But, like, I don't know. Because I've watched a bunch of bad stuff on Netflix, and I'll, like, finish it. I'm never gonna be like, oh, this is so bad, I'm gonna turn it off on Netflix.
Well, I feel like Netflix now is the time because they only have like 3 or 4 shows right now that are their shows. So I feel like if you get a show on there right now, they're like, oh, Netflix original programming. I mean, you're more apt to check it out if it's like they got the whole thing already there. You don't have to follow a show. It's like if you watch a new show on TV, it's like I'm watching it this week, and then you gotta wait a week and be like,
and something might happen in that week. You might lose interest in that week.
Yeah, so you're gonna give up a show easier. Where this you're able to give a show like 3 or 4 episodes a chance.
Yeah.
And then
you'll be like, okay, now I like it, or no, I'm not going to like this at all because I'm this many episodes in. It's not getting better.
See, the main thing for me that made this show so unenjoyable was how good another Netflix original show was House of Cards.
Yeah.
Which I thought was phenomenal, even though it's based on a British TV show, but like that was a long time ago.
So was The Office, though.
Yeah, so was The Office. But like this show, I watched the whole season. I watched like 3 episodes on like the day before, and then the next day I watched the rest of the episodes all day.
Yeah, that was a great show.
And it was such a good show.
Kevin Spacey, like
him, and then the girl who's at the newspaper.
What's her face? I looked up her name.
I don't know. She's coming up in something else now recently.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So yeah, I was like, if they could get that kind of quality on Arrested Development, it's there. It's doable. Maybe on a season 5.
Yeah, they have something there. Well, I'm saying if they theoretically do this season five, do you you don't think they're going to do the same thing like Perspective?
I think they'll have to go back.
I think they'll go back too.
Yeah, I really think they just did that
because
they're trying to catch us up.
They have to catch us up over seven years. Like,
which I don't think they kind of needed to do, but well, I mean... I keep debating whether it was necessary to like continue the story or if they could have just said, oh, this stuff happened.
Yeah, just like debating in my head. Maybe they ran out of ideas and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, seven years, like if you're thinking about something while it's being made and then you like think about something you tried to do 7 years ago and then like try to pick it up right from where you left off, like that's really difficult.
It is.
Like,
I mean, they still got, I mean, the fact that they're able to get all the people, like, they got so many people to return. Yeah. They got, like...
Including small
all the
people.
Small actors are just in there for a second. And they got a lot of guests.
A lot of cameos. The Workaholics guys were on there.
The Workaholics. I was like, the cast of The Office is all in this show.
The whole cast of... what was that show that I hated? Outsourced. Like, the whole cast of Outsourced is in the India episode.
Yeah.
Which was, like, crazy. I was like...
Kristen Wiig plays the mom.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Kristen Wiig and Seth Rogen.
Were in there. So good.
Who else was in there? There's like Kitty from the old episode. Oh, yeah, she was in there.
She was pretty big.
Anyong was in an episode.
Who's the Fonz? Who's the Fonz?
Henry Winkler. They got him back.
Yeah, he's back.
I love. Did you see any scenes where he's young? Like you see him as a son.
Yeah.
I love those scenes. The flashback scenes.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I was so confused. Because like, Seth Rogen and Kristen Wiig look nothing like that. Like, this isn't believable to me. But I'm going to go with it because I like those actors.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, there's definitely good elements. There's definitely.
I mean, I heard it does take some rewatching. Like, people have watched through the whole thing and then they go back and watch it again and they'll pick up on some new jokes.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that was like it originally too, because when you watch like
there are a lot of like little things that
you don't pick up on. Like even after like when this season four was coming out, there's a lot of these websites that had like joke charts, and then you click on the joke and it shows you what episodes it reoccurs
in. There
were
some jokes that I
didn't
even know.
I brought it up with Anna, and I was like, oh, like the fact that no one in the Bluth family can use a hammer except for Michael.
Yeah,
and, I was, and like, then like mind blown.
You're like, what? And then you realize that like. Job can't use a hammer. Maybe can't use a hammer. Buster can't use a hammer.
I didn't
even
know this.
Yeah, episode, any scene where there's someone trying to use a hammer, you realize they can't use a hammer.
Yeah, like I watched the episode where they burn down the banana stand.
And they're trying to rebuild it, and he gives a hammer to Maybe or something.
No,
and
Job.
Like, yeah.
And then Job was like, no.
Or like there's a...
went away in his Vespa.
Or a Segway.
Segway, sorry.
Yeah, there's a scene where, I think, I forgot who it was, but they try to use like a screwdriver as a hammer. And I'm just like, clearly, there's like small jokes like that where you don't pick up on it at first. So you have a chance.
You know what I was kind of disappointed in like the fourth season was that there wasn't a lot of chicken dancing.
Yeah, there was like no chicken dancing almost. Except there was the scene where George Michael sounds like a chicken.
About to, and then he gets a call.
Yeah. That was such a tease. Actually, speaking of guest stars, I was surprised they got Ben Stiller back.
Oh, yeah. They did get Ben Stiller. Yeah,
I was really shocked at that because I was like, he's a real, like,
I mean,
he's
they
a
got
real
a
person.
Lot of big people. Yeah. Like, he's doing stuff.
Yeah, like.
He doesn't have to do any of this.
Same with Seth Rogen and Kristen Wiig. Like, they're real.
Like, exactly.
Workaholics guys, I understand. They're like new rich.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, you understand those people.
Yeah.
Like, the Office guys, like, oh, they were done with The Office. I mean, they got stuff to do. They put us in stuff. But, like, that's the thing. Like, the first three seasons, when they first came out, they weren't highly rated. And maybe this fourth season will get a little, like, take a little bit more time for people to sink in. And then when they go back and watch it, they might like it more. Because it seems like one of those shows where it's just like. But I know, of course, it's different because it's. They waited so long and it's. They're trying to. But I don't think they became too much caricatures of themselves.
No.
Which is always a danger of, like, doing, like. If they might do that in Anchorman where they're just like caricatures of like who they were, like, even though it was kind of, they were caricatures already pretty much, even without having a basis for what they were.
So this brings us into our next topic perfectly, which are some like sequels that came out a long time after the original movie. So this summer, I think, is it this summer or next winter?
What movie?
Anchorman 2.
Oh.
I believe winter, December.
Yeah,
I want to say December.
I think probably around Christmas sometime.
I want to say that.
But recently... Weed Fest, which is a sequel to Beer Fest, got announced. It's in development, finally. People have been asking for it from the Broken Lizard guys. And Super Troopers 2 is coming out. So, like, those movies are pretty old.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so how do you guys feel about movies that are, like, long after sequels? Like, this isn't like The Hangover, which they made a sequel almost, like, every year. This yeah, isn't like Fast and Furious, which is every year. Paranormal Activity, every year. I can't even think. There's, like, so many movies that come out every year.
Yeah, there's a lot of sequels, like, right after.
But then there's also those movies that they have sequels. Like, people want them, they crave them, and then they come out.
And then they're disappointing.
And then they're disappointing every time.
Well, I feel like that was, like, that's been, like, with the Terminator franchise pretty yeah. much. Like, the one came out, and then when did the first, I think the first one came out in, like, 80s, like, mid-80s, and then the second one, 92, and then, it, like, 2003 they made one. So it was, like, way far apart.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, Weed Fest, I don't know what they're going to do with it. Are they going to, is because they show that at the end of the Beer Fest, they were, like, they said, oh, Weed Fest or whatever yeah. they had. But I doubt it's, like, a competition thing. I think they're just going to get, like, really high and then do weird shit. Like, that's what I'm guessing yeah. would happen.
Or kind of like, I guess Harold and Kumar, was that really a long, that was a pretty late sequel, I guess.
Guantanamo? I feel like people were talking about it, though. I feel like yeah. that's close enough. I mean, Beer Fest? I feel like they've made so many movies in between. Whereas, like, Harold and Kumar, what movies did,
Cal Penn and yeah, John Cho?
I mean, Cal Penn was in Superman for, like, a second.
Yeah, he was, what was his name?
Did he have a character? He said
Stanford.
He
or
literally said 6 words in the movie.
Yeah, I was really disappointed because I was, like, a huge Cal Penn fan yeah. at the time. Because if you're Indian at that time, you had no one else.
It's like, and people were like, "Wait, Cal Penn was in that Superman movie?" Because yeah, literally, like, he's in the background, and he's like
one of Lex, like, Luthor's henchmen.
Yeah, which is, it's really weird.
He's like, "Wait, I got it!" Like yeah. that's the all his whole script of the whole movie.
Yeah,
he probably got that tattooed on his back. He's like, "I was in Superman."
He's like, "I was in Superman." Yeah, like, too bad you picked the wrong Superman to be in.
Yeah. He's like, if you waited a little bit longer, you would have been in a better one.
Exactly, yeah. Like, that was just like a filler Superman. We're like, yeah. We'll throw this at you.
Just so people will, like, stay interested in the, like, franchise.
Seriously, that was, like, the weirdest Superman movie ever. Because it was like a sequel, kind of, to something, but it was like, we don't know. Like,
yeah, Superman, it's like Superman Returns was the name of the movie.
It's like, how do we know, like, he returned?
What's he returning from?
Yeah,
no
basis for any of this, but okay. It's like, it's not Christopher Reeve, so no. I know it's different. But, like, yeah, they're definitely these Broken Lizard guys are just, because people are clamoring for that stuff, but I don't know if that's such a good thing. I mean,
let's see when Beer Fest came out.
Because some of their movies are hit or miss.
Beer Fest came out 2006.
Whoa.
So this is almost, it's in development now. So let's just give it, like, conservatively, it comes out winter 2015.
Yeah.
Conservative.
Conservative, yeah.
So, like, that's still 9 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Super Troopers came out even before that.
Which one are they supposedly releasing first?
Oh, I'm sure it's Super Troopers. Super Troopers came out in 2001.
Yeah, that's...
that's very late.
That's like... it's going to be like 15 years later, 14 years later. I mean, that was their first movie, though, right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't. On the article, there's a picture of Steve Carell dressed as Gru, who was hilarious. He was on Ellen.
I watched it.
That's so funny. I mean,
that was
like, who does that? No one does that.
No one has ever done that.
No.
Their animated character, who does that?
Yeah.
Oh, who's done that?
Jane Lynch.
When she was on Ellen, she dressed up as the person from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
They made her a costume and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think more people should do that.
Because especially when, like, the characters look a lot like,
yeah,
Gru and
yeah.
Steve Carell is kind of a stretch, but Jane Lynch and
perfect. The exact same, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Because
let me see if I can pull.
I think that's really hilarious. Like when they,
it's like for the Halloween,
I mean,
or something too.
They don't have to go to every show and do it.
Yeah, it was for Halloween, and then Ellen was Sophia Vergara.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just so funny because they, like,
oh, Sophia,
that doesn't happen that often where they're like promoting their movie, but they're not going as their character.
Yeah, can't find a big picture, but here's a good picture.
Not that you guys can see it anyway.
Yeah, you guys can't see
it.
You
can look it up after,
yeah, though. Just Google Jane Lynch Ellen,
that's
what
awesome.
I did, and you can find a picture. And like the gun and everything. That's so cool.
So cool.
But yeah, what are some sequels you guys want to see? Do you have any?
Well, everything's a sequel now. Yeah. I mean, we're at the age of so many sequels. Like,
which was weird because I feel like not a few years ago, but like there was a time that I remember where no sequels are coming out.
Me too, yeah.
Because when I was a kid in the like early 90s, a lot of sequels.
Oh, Finding Nemo and...
Well, that's coming Finding out. Dory. We already know that's happening. I'm saying if you had control of
if we had control, not what we want to see, yeah. But if we wanted to create one, a new one.
You're like, oh, like, it'd be cool for this. I think kind of a sequel would be Dark Knight Returns.
Like
live action.
You want to do it... Wait. I don't understand what you're saying.
Like a sequel to Dark Knight, like in the Dark Knight trilogy.
You want
trilogy.
Dark Knight Rises, another one, or you want the animated movie to become live action?
I want the animated movie to become live action.
Okay. That's a different situation.
Yeah.
That's not a sequel. That's a... I don't know what you call that.
Like an adaptation type thing.
Yeah. That'd be really cool to see.
That or maybe a Batman Beyond live action.
Yes.
Batman Beyond would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Like, they should get a Batman Beyond. I mean, I think they will eventually. I mean, I'm just really high hopes right now because they're doing so many weird stuff with this comic stuff. But
yeah,
there's a scare that it will like reach an apex. Will be like, we're done with this stuff.
Yeah.
Like again?
Like, how, exactly. Like, think about like how much money these movies are making.
Yeah.
It's huge. There's no way they're going to end anytime soon. Yeah. Said people in the .com bubble.
Yeah, exactly. This website thing is awesome.
We're making so much money off this. This can't end anytime soon.
But is there going to be a comic movie bubble? Because
it could be.
I mean, I feel like it's going like this. They've started focusing on the main characters, and now they're trying to branch out, and eventually
to, like smaller characters.
Now they're eventually going to go back in because there's no way it's going to like. I can't see like Ant-Man unless like it's a great movie in and of itself.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, is that going to be bigger? Is that going to be big? Like
no.
Huge.
Well, put things like to give you some information, DC, the next DC movies that are confirmed is Justice League after Superman.
Oh my gosh. That's Justice confirmed? League.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have hopes until Justice League. That's what I don't believe people.
But wait for the second kicker. Right. Batman reboot. Those are the two movies they said they're going to make for sure.
Heard about that
before Superman 2.
They're making Superman 2 already?
Like they said it's possible.
Oh, okay. But they're making a Batman reboot before Justice League.
No, they're gonna do Justice League and then Batman reboot. So they're still trying to get Christian Bale to sign on to Justice League from what I read.
Okay.
They want Bradley Cooper as Flash, Ryan Reynolds. They want Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern still. They want to make a sequel to Green Lantern, but that's not for sure.
Okay.
So do you think
I'm willing to give that.
Do you think the world's ready for a Batman reboot this early? After such a great franchise as the Dark Knight franchise, do you think the world is ready for a Batman reboot?
Are we assuming they get Christian Bale in Justice League? Or are we assuming they're going to use a new Batman?
I don't think he would do it.
You don't think he's going to? You think he's done with Batman? Is
Christopher Nolan doing this Justice League movie? Because that's the that's an only case scenario I could see.
That's the only time he'd sign on, yeah.
But the only thing is, Christopher Nolan, his whole universe is based to. That's the problem with it.
It's like based around reality and stuff.
But I still kind of feel that's what Marvel was doing. The Iron Man was based around reality. They brought in Thor and stuff, and these characters where it wasn't even mixing in really they didn't really mesh unless you made it mesh,
which
it worked with me
because
even this Iron Man 3 they're trying to make it all realistic, and mm-hmm. then each individualized universe is what it is, and then when the Avengers come together we just accept it because that's how it is in the comics. So they could do something with that because I even think the Superman from all the trailers it's realistic. Like I mean he's an alien,
it's somewhat realistic,
but I mean like,
it's like a gritty world.
Yeah.
He grows a beard.
I mean, like, you bring aliens into any world, like, as long as everything around him is realistic, it's not all fake and stuff.
Yeah. There's no, like, craziness, like, in Batman, like, what's it called? The Lazarus Pit and everything.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the movie. Like, that's crazy. It brings people back to life.
Yeah.
They didn't have that in the...
Yeah, they don't have, like, the complete...
like mythology
and all the mystic stuff really
yeah
and like you could say I mean Green Lantern, you could say that Power Ring just kind of some kind of technology.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's they did that at all or anything. It's like an alien stuff, you can pretty much whatever. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't hear any of that news. That's crazy.
It's pretty exciting.
But I mean, a new Batman, I don't know. Like, if they make a Justice League with Christian Bale and then they try to make a Batman movie after that, I don't know. Like, that soon after? I don't know.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know how they would do that.
I would say no on Batman, unless it's Batman Beyond. Or unless Batman and Robin, maybe. That might work.
Yeah, I mean, they could do it. There's a way they can do it.
I don't know how. I don't know. That's why I'm not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
But
that's not what I do.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm glad they're trying. Like, I know they're doing it for their sake. They want the money.
I was talking to someone who knows a lot about comics, like the comic store I go to. I was talking to the owner about it, and he said he would like to see one based on Batman the Animated Series, which oddly enough was based on the Tim Burton Batman. So he wants to see a more fantasy version of Batman.
But that's kind of like what the... Like, how so? Like how so? Pretty
like
much.
Tim Burton Batman.
But then that's what it is, Tim Burton Batman. I mean, how would you make it more... What I would ask. Like, how would you make it more... Yeah, Tim Burton-y. Like,
cast his wife in the movie.
She
sings in it.
You put Johnny Depp in there as
Batman. You put Johnny Depp as Batman. You put his wife as the love interest.
Oh, is that who his wife is? Chick who...
Yeah, that's in every movie.
Oh, I didn't know that was his wife.
Yeah, she looks really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's his wife.
She's in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget. Then it makes a lot of sense. You're like, oh.
It's like, oh.
She looks like a Tim Burton character.
Like, no, she really does, like in real life, too.
Yeah.
Oh, she does, yeah. Like, if you make Claymation.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're making Claymation of her, she's like, looks like Claymation already, pretty much.
So, like, let's go back to topic, kind of, a little bit. I'll be the teacher in this episode.
Whoa. No rules here.
I know. But let's go back to Expendables 2. There's some news came out today, or recently. Three.
Man, you're getting your numbers wrong. I know they're making like 10 movies of everything.
I had to memorize all these episodes. It was episode 7 today. And
last two movies we saw? Hangover 3, Star Trek 2, Iron Man 3. What is this?
At least Star Trek, they don't even have the number scheme going on.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like... Well, I guess they should have done Star Trek in 2.
Oh my darkness. Gosh. They could have done that.
They could
That'd
have done
be
that.
That'd be so cheesy.
That'd be so dumb. That's why sequels stopped happening.
My perfect, like, messed up kind of for that movie. Star Trek in 2 darkness. That's my movie. Star Trek in 2.
Someone should Photoshop
the movie.
That. The movie.
The movie. That makes it even better. Yes.
So Expendables 3. They have Nicolas Cage and Jackie Chan in talks to be in the movie. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Jackie Chan would be like Jackie Chan.
Is as a bad guy?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if he can do that.
No, I want his bumbling antics. Like, that's like, one of my favorite parts about Jackie Chan.
You know, like Drunken Monkey Jackie Chan?
Like, I don't know.
You never see that movie?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's like one of his earlier movies. He gets drunk and fights.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, that sounds really funny.
Yeah, it's really
that
funny.
That does sound funny. I like a lot of his stuff, but like just his antics where like they're in a museum or something. He's trying to save the art or something.
He's like, we need to find the talisman. He's like,
yeah,
Jackie,
like the show.
Uncle.
The show.
Uncle.
Exactly. Like the show.
That would be so great.
Hi-ya.
He plays Jet Li's uncle.
What's the last movie Jackie Chan did?
Probably a bad one.
I mean, he did that Karate Kid movie.
Yeah.
That was a few years ago now.
I'm surprised he didn't kill himself after that.
He's like, oh my gosh.
I brought great dishonor to my family.
Dishonor.
Pretty much. Seppuku. That's racist.
That's Japanese.
They call the movie karate and they were doing kung fu and they said that.
Yeah,
who's being racist now?
That's true.
They did it to themselves.
I'm surprised they didn't put a CGI Mr. Miyagi in there. that would have been understandable too.
They should have done a little thing. Or...
I mean, they could be Kurt Russell, like make him look young and Tron. They could easily make a CGI Mr. Miyagi.
Why not? But that would have been cool if they brought. They actually made a nod to. They didn't do a nod to the.
They did that.
You saw Karate Kid, right?
No, I never saw
it. Oh, you never saw it?
I'm not you. I watched. I have a standard
for
movies.
It's called The Karate Kid. I have to watch it. Have you seen the next Karate Kid? What Karate Kids have you seen?
I've seen all of them except for the newest one.
You seen the next Karate Kid?
Yeah, with Hilary Swank?
Yeah.
Of course, she's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I like that movie too.
Where is she?
Living her life happily by
herself. Like, I don't know. She's done some good movies. Out of Paparazzi. So, yeah,
she's done Million Dollar Baby. She's done
so many good movies. That was a while ago.
Like, yeah.
I give her mad props to those people who are just like, what happened to them? It's like, yeah, they're living a life where you don't have to see them all the time.
Like Jessica Alba, she like started that baby company, like Honest Company. Anyone?
No.
I'm really big into pop culture.
Are you really big into Jessica Alba?
Yeah, I'm huge into Jessica Alba. Follow her on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, but is everyone in Hollywood, they can't think of new ideas that all these sequels are coming out? Is that the reason? Or
they're
making so much money on the first ones that they're like, oh, we'll get a bump from...
Well, to put things into perspective, we're going to talk about Hangover 3. I guess we might as well just talk about Hangover 3 right now.
Yeah, we can go right into it.
Hangover 3, we saw it last night, all of us. What did you guys think of it first?
I was scared. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this one because the second one was really bad.
Yeah,
same here.
Going into it, even before we were waiting for Anna to get to my house, and I was like, Michael, I feel like this is a mistake. Like, there's other movies that seem as not as bad. Like, I'd rather watch Fast 6, or which is weird because I was like, I don't want to watch Fast 6 earlier. And then it's like, I don't want to watch Now You See Me. And then I was like, well, Now You See Me is in theaters. And then I totally changed position.
There was a huge line for that.
There was a huge line for that, which was
there
really
was.
Weird.
Now I'm like, I should go see that movie.
Yeah.
Now it seems like I want to see it now.
Yeah,
people are waiting for it.
There's a huge cast for that movie. Like,
yeah,
everyone's in that movie.
All those actors, yeah.
So apparently it had the second best opening for an R-rated movie after Hangover 2. They greenlit the script the weekend before Hangover 2 came out. Huh. And they confirmed no Hangover 4. Ed Helms, Bradley Cooper, and Zach Galifianakis all confirmed no Hangover 4. So,
all right, that's good. Good
so
for
it's
me.
All good news.
I like the conclusion.
Liked how it ended?
Yeah.
There's also an after credit scene. If you guys haven't seen the movie, watch that. It is very enjoyable.
It's very strange.
It was very strange. It's hilarious. How do you think it tied up the trilogy?
I thought it was pretty well done.
Yeah, like, it was definitely better than him.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
I kind of feel like this was more of a sequel to the first one than, like, even the second one was.
Like, you could easily... I think you could easily...
I could go 1-3 and be like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's
that's
not...
That's true,
the,
yeah.
It's like... I mean, it's what you're
they
gonna
mentioned
get.
The face tattoo for, like, 1 second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a couple things that, yeah, you needed the second one for.
But I think that's it. Only
story.
The face tattoo
but there
reference,
weren't that
really.
Many. But, I mean, it was better than the second one, but it's still, like, it was okay. I mean,
if you haven't seen the trilogy, just watch 1 and 3.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. You don't have to see 2.
As we're leaving, we compared it to the Iron Man trilogy, which is,
did.
1 and 2 were pretty much the same movie.
Yeah.
And then the third one, like, was kind of the saving grace.
Redemption, yeah. Like, that's on a higher scale, because
Iron Man is way better than the Hangover trilogy.
Yeah. And then Hangover 1 is way better than Hangover 3.
Yeah.
But, like, it's that same type of thing where the second one, they're just like, oh, we don't know what we're doing. We'll just throw it together.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, we'll just, everyone liked the first movie, let's just redo that. It's like...
But, oh yeah, you mentioned this movie is rated R. Does it... Was it just me or there didn't seem like
it didn't seem
rated R? They could have made it like PG-13, like not that they would because the other ones were R, but like
there was some boobage, but that's it.
But yeah, like
was
a
there?
Little bit.
Yeah,
but I feel
in the hotel,
where all the lights were going off.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
that scene reminded me of Spring Breakers. I was like, oh,
Spring Break
forever.
Forever.
It was like that scene. I was like, I hope this movie doesn't last as long as. I hope Gucci Mane doesn't show up.
Out of nowhere.
He's like, brr.
That's what happened when the Spring Breaker girls come out and they start shooting people. And you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, Ken Jeong is a freak.
Whoa.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like that one. Yeah, I guess that one scene. And there's drug references a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But really not like.
Drug is kind of mainstream now, though.
Yeah,
which
drugs
is
are kind of
sad,
mainstream,
but...
which is really weird.
Like, I feel like there wasn't that much cussing, really. I don't know.
Maybe
it's just in my head. It's just so off over my head that I like.
And I expect it when I'm going to go watch The Hangover.
Yeah, that might be it. I don't know how to differentiate.
I have no problem going to watch this movie with my mom, though. Like, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I think the worst part was, like, the after credit scene.
Pretty much, yeah.
That was the best part.
Yeah, that was the best part. But, like...
It's like, when are they going to get hungover?
Yeah. Where's The Hangover that they speak of?
Yeah, I know. The fact that the movie's The Hangover, and The Hangover is at the end.
Yeah. So, would you recommend it to everyone? Like, if you've seen the first one.
Yes.
I think you should go watch this
Might one. As well watch it all.
Yeah. Or if you've seen the first two.
The first, yeah.
I mean,
if you saw the first one and you're happy with it, just stay like yeah. that. Just, but if you saw happy. The first two.
Like, I feel this movie, it's very waitable to just watch when it's somewhere else besides yeah. the theater. I mean, if you like really like The Hangover, you're like, okay, I just like the characters, it's going to be funny. Like, you can watch it in
wait
the theater.
Wait till it's on Netflix.
But you don't have to. You can just wait till it comes out if you don't care that much.
One of my favorite things about The Hangover 3, though, watching it in theaters, were the trailers before.
Yes, trailers.
We saw some awesome trailers. We saw the Superman trailer that came out.
Yes.
We talked about it last week. On big I think screen. We missed a little bit of it.
Yeah, on I was the, walking into
on
it.
The
yeah.
big screen.
Holy crap.
I love that.
I am so excited for this movie.
Dude, every trailer seems so, like, I get more excited, and it's each one seems so different. Like, it's like, what kind of movie is this?
Because, yeah.
like, the first
the
trailer
first is just about his childhood.
Just a superhero movie. And then now it's like, oh, I'm an alien invasion movie. Yeah. Like, what are you? What is this movie?
I don't know. I'm so excited for this movie.
I don't know.
An epic movie.
That, and so then awesome. They showed a trailer for Machete Kills.
Machete!
Which has everyone's in that movie, too.
A lot. Yes. And Lady Gaga? What?
Charlie Sheen billed
Estevez.
As Carlos Estevez?
Did you hear that? He legally changed his name back to Carlos Estevez.
Good for him.
Yeah. Good for him.
Good for him. He's changing his life back.
I like that.
He's an Estevez.
Yeah.
Emilio!
I like it. Go back to what... Yeah. I like...
Because, like, nowadays, you don't have to have a white name to be big in Hollywood.
Exactly. Now it's like, we don't care. We're more yeah. accepting. Martin Sheen had to change his name. But now, Martin Sheen can go back to. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. I forgot what his name was.
It really killed Emilio Estevez's career, though. He was in, like...
That is true. So maybe there is a thing. Back in the 90s, people were like, no. Still, you still got to be Sheen.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be Estevez. You can do that Mighty Duck movie.
He's like,
and you can do Breakfast Club, but that's it.
That's it. You look a lot like that one guy who's going through a lot of problems right now. Because, like, as soon as... I think, like, their careers were highs at two different parts. Like... Major League was out at a different time than Mighty Ducks and Breakfast Club. Like, Charlie Sheen was popular between Emilio Estevez's careers. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, really he was weird. Right in the middle.
Yeah, it's like a really weird, and, like, the brothers were, like, competing almost.
Yeah. But Charlie Sheen was at, like, two big heights
yeah.
at two different times.
And then it just rose off and just became huge.
Yeah, and then he went back down. I think he's down right now.
Down
I think he's down right now.
Yeah. But hey, he's got money.
Yeah, he's still like at a good place. Yeah. I mean,
I would way rather be Charlie Sheen than Amanda Bynes right now.
Yeah, what's up with her?
Yeah,
she's crazy.
I don't even.
We're not going to talk about that though. If I want to talk about,
who cares? This is not like a pop culture.
No,
whatever.
But I do have some pop culture news later on.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
yeah,
not overt. I'm talking about talking about Amanda Bynes and like who are names? I don't know. Kim Kardashian's. I don't
Kim
know.
Kardashians.
I'm not talking about all this stuff.
No. If you want that, you can go watch TMZ.
That's the show for you.
Or watch anything on E! Network. I don't know what's on that show.
Or just do anything because they...
Or the internet.
Or
tabloids,
internet. Yeah, when you buy some groceries, assuming you do that, look at all the tabloids.
Yeah.
And you probably believe those too.
That's where you get all that stuff.
But yeah, Machete Kills.
You saw
Sophia
the first
Vergara.
One?
I saw the first one.
Did not see the first one.
Awesome movie. Great action movie. Jessica Alba was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Rodriguez was in that movie. Danny Trejo.
Second one too.
I don't know about Jessica Alba.
Mm. Are there more like big team up movies nowadays than there used to be? Like all
like
a bunch of big
star power movies.
Yeah, a bunch of star power. It used to be like one or two people,
yeah.
and then everyone was just like random side people.
Well,
I
even
thought.
Look at like a small movie like Epic. I'm sure the creators of Epic are like, this isn't a small movie, but like it's like a minor movie for summer. But
yeah.
like Beyonce's in that movie.
Well, let's not even get started on animated movie. Animated voice actor, that your job, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's famous. Well, it's like, let's get
if
famous.
You're ugly but have an awesome voice, you're done.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You have to be attractive and have
exactly.
a good voice.
Exactly. That's the weird part. It's like, let's
if you're ugly and have a good voice, start a podcast.
Exactly. It's like...
Story of our life.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like Machete.
They get like Aziz Ansari. They get like the guy from the Hunger Games. Who's that guy? I don't know. Josh Hutcherson. I think he's the main guy. That
no,
one
I
guy.
Don't even know
the
names
that's
except
the one guy.
For Jennifer Lawrence. That's all.
Yeah,
I
that's
know.
The guy. That the one guy who's the other guy. But there's a lot of big names in that movie, and that's all animation work is now. It's they get, which is weird to me.
Yeah. Because
I feel like they could pay some people on the cheap, and people aren't even going to know the voices.
Yeah, like for a kids movie, who cares? Like. Do kids really care that Beyonce's in a movie?
Yeah. Is that like a big deal? Is that, are they getting more adults because, oh.
Yeah, I think they want more adults to watch.
Really? Am I going to see Epic because I like Aziz Ansari and he's in the movie? Like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do that.
Colin Farrell, Jason Sudeikis, Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, see, those are the voices now. The Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah,
well, Josh Hutcherson. Good job.
Yeah, see. But like, that's, voice actors are now celebrities are now voice actors now.
Yeah.
All the time.
Even Beyonce, like, her movie career isn't like the greatest.
It's like Austin Powers, and what else? What else is she in?
Oh, Blake Anderson is in this movie. Aziz Ansari.
I mean,
Judah Friedlander.
I think it's because it's so much easier to get them nowadays. Like, because they probably would have been doing this in the past. But
Kyle Kinane is.
It's
in
so
movie,
easy like... to just go to a studio because they're never. None of these people are ever together.
Yeah.
So it's so easy to go to a studio that they don't even.
That is true.
They're like, we don't want these voices.
Because like Beyonce's like, I'll be in this movie as long as Aziz Ansari isn't near me.
Don't put him in the same room.
And he's like, don't worry, Beyonce. You can have a studio on your private yacht. Like, we just have to take the voice over.
Exactly. It's so easy. Where before they would probably.
Aziz is in the building.
Aziz is in the building. Like, only, like, three people got that joke.
It's all good.
That's okay. Yeah.
But, yeah, like, this and, like, Turbo. That movie has, like, a bunch of people in it.
Which I'm confused by Turbo because, for me, it's too soon for Wreck-It Ralph that I'm like, Turbo, wait, that's a movie about the racing car guy?
I was hoping it was about, like, the bad guy.
That's what I immediately thought when I heard about that movie.
But I think it's a DreamWorks movie.
I was like, why don't you just not call stuff? Is that hard to make a different name?
Look at this cast. Snoop Dogg, Samuel L. Jackson, Maya Rudolph, Bill Hader, Ryan Reynolds. Like,
see, like, yeah, show me 180 movie. Like, go back to like this is Aladdin. Almost... You're not getting anybody voice. You don't know.
No, the guy the guy who did the voice of Aladdin
was in.
That's all he did.
Exactly.
Oh, really? Oh yeah, he was also
Full House. Yeah.
Full House.
But that's his whole job. Was,
big. Who's
if you look at his IMDb career, he's like, oh, he did Aladdin in Aladdin 2. He did Aladdin in Aladdin 3. He did Aladdin in Kingdom Hearts. He did Aladdin in House of Mouse. He did Aladdin. Whenever Aladdin anything came up, he was the guy who did Aladdin.
Exactly.
Like, that's his main job.
Now, give me a movie now that's like that. They're not there.
No.
They're not there. I can't think of one.
And all the animated people look like the people that are voicing them.
Yeah. They mold them after. They're like. But does that mean they...
Like Ryan Reynolds clearly looks
like
a
snail.
Does that
mean they think that the actor... clearly. Well, he's this Turbo?
More so than...
Yeah, he is Turbo.
Aziz Ansari, he's like a slug.
Yeah. I want to watch that movie. Crossover.
Crossover Turbo Epic.
Turbo and Epic. Doesn't Epic remind you of Fern Gully?
Yes.
Okay.
It is exactly like Fern Gully.
It's for all those kids who don't know. Do you know what Fern Gully is?
No, I have no idea.
Because you're a kid.
Yeah.
Fern Gully is a movie about these loggers and these, like, fairy people that live in the forest, and they shrink one of the loggers down. And Epic, I think, is about a guy who shrinks like a scientist down into the
world. It's all like there's a whole world, except those are all fairies and these are just like
people or like weird people that
something
live, yeah.
Well, speaking of movies that are like other movies, have you ever seen any of those YouTube videos like How It Should Have Ended stuff?
Yeah.
Well, they came out with like a new like Iron Man 3 one.
Yeah.
And it was just like really funny. And there's like one scene in it where he's like, Iron Man's like, you know, he's chained up to the wall or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, this is the exact same thing as The Incredibles, right? It's like, yeah, I'm Mr. Incredible because I made fun of you back in the day. And now you're coming back for revenge. And you're Syndrome and I'm Mr. Incredible. He's
oh,
like,
wow.
It's nothing like
that.
He's like, that. Yeah.
Huh.
He's like, it's nothing like that. It's like,
that's
exactly,
like
that.
Yeah.
It's just like really funny.
Because,
like, some of the stuff they have in that YouTube video is really funny. And then they do, like, whenever they do a superhero movie one, they go to the superhero cafe, which is a Batman and Superman, then whoever it is. So he's there, and they're just, like, making fun of each other. And then at the end, like, Superman, because it's, like, the old school Superman, he takes off, like, his underwear, and he's like, reboot! And he just, like, flies off with his underwear off, because, like,
that's
his new
Superman. Yeah.
So, like, those videos are pretty funny.
Huh.
So definitely check those out. Like, the superhero ones are the best because they do that cafe at the end where Batman's just like, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
It's, like, really funny.
Batman. that was my Batman impression.
Batman?
TMNT. Some new news came on that. New news.
Teenage Mutant news. Ninja Turtles for people who don't know.
Yeah, in case you don't know. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That movie's coming out.
Teenage Mutant.
Not aliens anymore.
That's good.
Megan Fox is April O'Neil. Not sure how I feel about that.
This is made by Michael Bay. I don't know. I don't have high hopes.
Don't have high hopes.
It but then Megan they... Fox, no high hopes.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, I can get into it. I mean, I'll easily change my mind if I think it's a good movie, but.
Because I like April O'Neil as a character. I thought she was very attractive when I was a kid. Because, like, think about it. Look at her. That's a bad picture of April O'Neil. This is April O'Neil.
Yeah.
And then Megan Fox can't look like this. And I don't even think they're doing that jumpsuit.
I just don't even know what they're... What's it going to be? Is there ooze now? Is that their origin?
I believe so.
Okay. At least he did that, I mean.
Will Arnett signed on to it.
Huh.
Big Will Arnett.
Do we know who it is?
Circle. Yeah, he's supposed to be the cameraman, also April O'Neil's rival.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, a rival?
Arnett. Yeah, I think.
Because she's the newswoman, I know that. Yeah.
So he's supposed to be the cameraman.
But how are they rivals?
I don't know. That's what I read.
Oh, weird.
And then Whoopi Goldberg signed on to it. Where has she been? She's been on the View, I think, the whole time.
Yes.
We don't know who she is, right?
Rumor has it.
Shredder.
Ooh. Rumor has it.
Shredder?
No, I wish.
Is she the rat? What's
the voice of the rat? That'd be so dope. That makes sense. Like, let her be that. She's supposed to be like the executive at the news company. Which makes me feel like this movie is too focused on the news company and not focused on the turtles.
It's really a movie about we're shooting the news and then they find these turtles and they're like, I want the Ninja Turtles. That's what I want. But didn't they just make an animated movie like that actually went in theaters?
Yeah, and it didn't do well.
Yeah. Because I
this is what April O'Neil looks like, supposedly.
No.
Doesn't cut it for me.
Yeah, I don't really know what they're doing.
Wait, is that Will Arnett?
Yeah, that's him.
Huh. How did I never pick that up before?
Not too much. But yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do. I mean, I really liked the 90s ones.
Yeah.
But that's, I was a kid also. Vanilla Ice. I was a kid also.
I also had bad taste in movies back in the day.
Probably. But I mean, they're still good because it's hard. I feel like when you're a kid, like, I really liked the cartoon.
Yeah.
And then I really liked the video game. So I guess... I mean, I was big into Ninja Turtles back in the day.
And a lot of people were. Chuck E. Cheese, they had the game where you throw the golf balls down the thing.
That game is so fun. Do they still have that?
I think so. We should go to Chuck E. Cheese. We're all old enough now.
We can drink beer there now.
Yeah. You have to be like 21 if you don't have kids.
They actually let you in there.
Yeah, I think they mark your hands, though, so they make sure you don't take kids out.
I think they should
out.
Have like a supervisor like watch you, because I don't think that should be legal, actually. That seems creepy to me.
I'll call them up.
Like
that sounds so weird.
It is.
I just want to play that game.
Oh, like, we just go with a little kid.
That's true.
Make it easier.
I got a niece and nephew, so I know it's doable.
We have people to go with.
I'll just wait, and then we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, that probably sounds better.
And I'll tell my sister, I'll just watch them, and I'm like, we're going to play the game.
Yeah, we're not even, yeah. It's like, I'm here with them, though, so I can do this. I can play the games now.
It's not creepy. Some trailers came out this week, which I think we talked about a little bit before, but... This is the end Red Band trailer featured Emma Watson a lot.
Yes. You think that movie's going to be any good? This is the end?
It looks pretty funny.
I think
a lot of people in that movie, though.
There are a lot of people.
Yeah.
But apparently some of them have very small roles.
Oh, I'm sure all of them have small roles.
Like Michael Cera, I think he dies in the first five minutes, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. I'm assuming it's just James Franco, Seth Rogen.
Danny McBride. That dude from She's Out of...
Jonah Hill.
And She's Out of Your League, dude.
Yeah, Jay something. But I'm sure those are the five main people. Everybody else is just there for like a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I actually think it's going to be good, even though I don't know. Like, because some of their movies are hit or miss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think.
Definitely can't be worse than. What was that shitty movie we saw? Your Highness.
Your Highness.
Oh.
I never saw that movie. See, that's a movie you've seen. I have not seen.
I saw it in theaters. That wasn't my choice. I went against my will.
You still saw it. You saw a movie that I didn't see.
So yeah, that trailer came out. That looked awesome.
It's coming out right before Superman. They were going out the Wednesday, and then Superman comes out that Friday.
Yeah, the 14th, right?
So they're like, let's get in a couple days before Superman comes out.
So it's going to be a busy week, because I want to see that movie the day it comes out, I think. So, we also decided to watch The Purge, right?
The Purge. I said, I don't know if we decided to watch it.
You said you're down?
I said it looks cool.
The Purge.
That's what I said.
Have you heard about it?
It does look cool.
What is it about?
It's like this.
Is it scary?
Futuristic. It looks pretty scary. I think you like it.
It does look scary, yeah.
In the future, there's a day where there's like crime is legal for 12 hours. Oh, just
kidding. I totally saw that trailer.
Yeah.
The trailer
it looks
really cool.
Interesting. It looks really cool. I do want to see it.
Even though Ethan Hawke is in it, and every time I've seen him in a movie, it looks terrible. Oh. But like it disappoints. But yeah, Terrell said he's down to go watch it, so I guess we'll have him as a guest.
When is that coming out?
The 7th? Next June? This Friday.
Really?
Oh,
shoot. Well, I just heard about this week, and they can't do that to me.
The Purge.
I've been hearing about World War Z for like 2 years, and now The Purge comes out, and I'm like, it's next week it's out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's so weird how they market movies so differently.
No, yeah.
Like, it's just like, I don't know when it's coming out.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that next week, I guess.
Machete. I just like saying machete.
Machete. And then the narrator was like, machete.
Yeah.
I love how in the preview,
Sofia Vergara.
No. Who is Machete?
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo, yeah. He's just like, I'm going to show you this preview right now.
Only for Regal Cinemas. I was like, how much do they pay for this?
While pointing to the camera.
I was like, okay, you can introduce your own trailer, I guess.
I was like, that was really weird. But yeah, we'll talk about The Purge. Yeah, June 7th. So that's like Friday, right?
I assume. Today's June 1st.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So we'll talk about that movie next week with a special guest, Terrell.
Oh.
Assuming he's free. He's supposed to.
We'll see. See what happens.
Yeah. And Monsters University trailer. New one came out this week.
That was awesome. I think that's going to be really good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's like the final trailer that they released, and it looks really good. I'm really excited.
Yeah, because I heard from a friend who works at Disney who he said somebody saw it early and said it looks like it looks pretty awesome, and it's like one of the like best Disney movies you've seen in a while. So yeah. I got high hopes. But
okay, good. Because I had a friend who saw it early, and he said he liked it a lot, too.
Yeah, so we're hearing from two different places. So. Yeah.
And I know nobody.
You don't have connections that we have.
Except she has a connection that really counts.
Yeah, the real
connection. Connection to our hearts.
Cheesy.
Super cheesy. Star Trek Into the Darkness.
I mean, another sequel. Well, this is like sequel pod.
Yeah, this is a sequel pod.
It's like that's not all there seems to be nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like, not that I'm complaining because I like a lot of this stuff, but
we saw.
Give me some original ideas in there, exactly. Like The Purge. Purge. It might be based on a book. I'm not considering based on books not original. Like they're still adaptations, but
yeah,
that's still fine to me. Like it's a new concept in a movie,
or even like a comic book movie, as long as it's not been done before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like do a
like
Doctor Doom
movie.
Oh, how could you even do it? They're making a new Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah.
Why do I keep hearing about this, but I don't really keep hearing about it? I just think I keep hearing about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, yeah.
Little voices in your head.
I'm just like...
Totally understand. Wait,
Michael, there's a Fantastic Four.
There's a Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah, that was in Arrested Development, too. I was like...
Yeah.
That was great, because I was like, yeah, I knew they had to do that with, like... They had to do that with all those... To retain the rights, they have to make these low-budget movies.
Which, like, was terrible.
Which is like,
they did it for, like, Captain America, like, a long time ago in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it was, like, terrible.
It's so worth it. They get to keep the rights.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't give up those rights.
Like, what if one of these small people, if one of the small people got the rights, they would just sell it to somebody bigger. Yeah. So I'm like, they just held on to it just because they like the character. And yeah. They're like, exactly. I don't want any studio to ever ruin it.
But apparently Disney has the rights for Spider-Man on television.
Yeah.
So,
because they got Disney movie. On Disney XD, they have that Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Cartoon.
So maybe in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Question mark?
Oh, shoot.
Question mark?
That would be crazy, but I don't think they'll go that way.
Who knows?
But that would be crazy. Wait, they can do live action television of Spider-Man? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That is crazy. I was nodding, which makes no sense.
They're like, how? But yes. I'm pretending I can't see you, because no one else can.
So that looks really promising. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be in it, but
and final yeah, he probably won't be in it. But the last trailer we're gonna talk about is a trailer that looks, I don't know how to feel about this movie, but it's called We Are the Millers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's with Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh yes.
In my book, any movie that has Jennifer Aniston as a stripper, I'm down with. But she's old now. So like, I don't know how to feel about that.
In this case.
It's like if Sandra Bullock wanted to play a stripper, I'd probably feel weird about that. Or if Cameron Diaz wanted to play a stripper, I'd feel weird about that. I'm pretty much just calling people out.
That's true, though. But it's not like the late 90s, early 2000s anymore. It's just not. It's weird.
So, but that movie looks pretty funny.
It looks promising.
Original idea, kind of. Unless you've seen Contra, which is like seems like a very similar story. But with Mark Wahlberg, it's no strippers. And very serious.
So it's not the same at all.
No. But yeah, how do you guys feel? You think?
I don't know.
Wait till it gets on DVD? Yeah. Or
yeah, probably. I'll probably wait till it comes out somewhere else. But it looks really, I mean, it looks promising, but all those movies are crapshoots.
I don't think I would pay to see
it. Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'd wait.
I'll wait. See what the people say.
A lot of those movies are crapshoots because
Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
Comedies are the hardest to, I think, like, because at least, like, a crappy action movie, there's action.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
but, like,
true.
A crappy comedy movie, you're like, there, you have nothing to hold on to.
And everyone has their own, like, preference of, like,
yeah, exactly. Comedy is different for different people. So it's really, it's a lot easier to make humor. A crappy comedy movie. Where if you're like, oh, this action movie, like, it's still bad to see an action movie that's a terrible story and nothing's going on, like some Transformers movies. But it's still like, okay, at least you get to see some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like, especially in theaters. If I'm seeing a bad comedy movie in theaters, that's the worst to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I see a bad action movie in theaters, like, at least I saw on the big screen, I saw this action. There's something for me. But bad comedy movies in theaters, not a good mix for me.
Okay, I'm currently trying to look up the news. There's some awesome news that got announced about it's Superman's 75th anniversary from his debut in Action Comics number 1. Did you actually hear about that really cool thing where the guy bought a house for $10,000 and was pulling off all the drywall and he found a copy of Action Comics number 1?
Yes, what? I heard about that.
That's
that
so
is cool. Really
cool. It was originally valued at $300,000. He brought it home. And, like, his aunt or something got really excited and accidentally pulled the back cover off. And now it's worth, like, $100,000.
Yeah. It cost him so much money.
That's.
But still, you get at least you get $100,000. I mean,
yeah.
But
so
for a short, you didn't find it. Like, you found
yeah, for something that you, like, found on accident, pretty much.
It's not like, oh, you had it before and it was in the storage. No, you randomly had a house that had it.
Yeah, so Superman Unchained is coming out. It's a comic book by Jim Lee, who's like the current go-to guy for Batman. Well, not really the current go-to guy, but he's an awesome comic book writer. He wrote Batman, some major Batman comics. But he's also doing an animated, Scott Snyder is the Batman writer. Zack Snyder is doing an animated short, and he's doing it with Bruce Timm. Who is this guy worked on Batman the Animated Series and Justice League the
Animated Series. That Superman looks a lot like Batman from like the Batman jawline.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But I'm looking forward to it because I'm a huge fan of whatchamacallit? Batman the Animated Series.
So what are they actually doing for this short? Are they like... is this something different? Big? Like, I mean... Or is it the fact that the guy who's making the
movie is... The description says, from THR, is one continuous shot without edits that's an homage to the Man of Steel and his many iterations over the past 75 years.
Okay.
Max Fleischer's cartoons, on-screen portrayals by George Reeves and Christopher Reeve, iconic versions drawn by artists Wayne Baring, Kurt Swan, and Neil Adams, on up through Henry Cavill's interpretation in Man of Steel.
Oh, so they're doing like a whole homage.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So it's a 2-minute short, and also working on it is Jeff Johns of DC fame, Mike Carlin, and Peter Girardi, and Oliva. So yeah, that seems pretty cool because I'm a big fan of Zack Snyder.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be pretty cool.
Have you guys seen Watchmen?
Yes. Big fan of Watchmen.
Big, awesome. How do you like it?
I thought it was okay. Yeah. A lot of people like it, though.
A lot of people like it, and a lot
of people
don't like it.
Yeah, like it too,
I thought it was all right.
I liked it a lot because it's like, I feel like it's a really gritty, like, no matter how gritty Dark Knight trilogy is, Watchmen is grittier.
Yeah. Mm.
There's like rape in it.
No,
and
I think that's why I was like, eh, about it. I was like,
Huh. You're like, oh, there's a lot of rape in this. I don't know. Yeah. Really
yeah. It like all the. It was really cool, like how they filmed it and everything. Yeah. But I think it wasn't my style.
Yeah, it's also like one of the major comic books. Mm. Maybe if you, I think.
Yeah, I feel like that movie grew on me because first time I saw it, I was like, I don't know.
Have you seen like the 3 hour cut? I saw like the 3 hour director's cut one.
That I don't was, like, think insane. I can handle like 3 hour cuts. That's
it was pretty long, but it was pretty awesome because I don't know. I like it. It's just like super. It seems like the most realistic like version of a superhero movie to me.
It pretty much is.
Yeah, so that's why I liked it a lot.
Just like I didn't know anything about Watchmen.
Yeah,
and that's my only reference of Watchmen.
Yeah, no, same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched the motion comic because I was too lazy to read that one. And that was 8 hours long.
Oh, jeez.
So. Did you do it straight?
Yeah.
No way.
You would.
No breaks.
Yeah. Well,
no breaks.
No breaks. So now it's our time to do what we did last week. We started last week and I like dropped it on mic. So this time I give you a heads up.
Well, you did. Yeah. You're like, Netflix recommendations now. It's like, right now we're doing the pod. Yeah, do it right now. Oh, I don't have one.
Yeah, exactly. So I gave you
now
three.
I got one. I had a week to think.
So, but even then, you.
But even then, you
waited until
I waited until a couple minutes before.
Yeah.
Just like yeah.
So I guess we'll go around and then we'll choose something that people should watch on Netflix because Netflix is full of gems that are sometimes hidden and sometimes very obvious. So, Mike, what's your recommendation?
What I came up with was, which I've talked about before, but it's still awesome, and this is the time to catch up, is Louie the Show, or you can watch a stand-up too, but Louie the Show, this is the time to watch it, because he's taking a season off to get like better ideas, because in my opinion, by the end of this last season, he was like running out of stuff, and he didn't know what he was doing, pretty much, like it was still okay, but...
I think it was like the worst.
It was definitely the worst. It was Arrested Development season four
pretty much. Of the Louis.
Like, pretty much. I would even downgrade it because I just wasn't a big fan of it.
Yeah, but, it was like really weird.
Yeah.
But it was really depressing.
So, but definitely, like, because I think it's like three seasons? I don't know. I'll check it out somewhere. Right now. But it's very watchable. And I think it's a half hour. Yeah, half hour show.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to watch, like, if you don't want to watch one episode. It's got to be three or four at the most. But I think it's only like...
Two seasons are on Netflix right now.
Two seasons on Netflix, okay.
So...
How many episodes is that?
13 in season one and 14 in season
two.
Yeah,
so there you go. That's 27 episodes.
And then
that's very easy to catch up on before.
And like, they don't have the season we're talking about. Which is like the last season that came out that was really, really weird, like depressing at some points.
Uh-huh.
So you can watch all of this.
Yeah, so that's definitely worth a watch to catch up on before it comes back, presumably next year.
And like even if you're not like a huge comedy fan, it's like a good show. Like I don't know how to explain it. It's just
it's very different from anything you've seen.
He created the show. He wrote the show. He edits it. He's everything. It's like his show.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
And if you think it's one of those shows where you need to watch them all anyway, you don't have to because it's not a continuous thing.
Yeah.
It's like everything's individual.
I think season two became more continuous.
Yeah, there's some parts that are continuous.
But season one, like...
Season one, he went off the board.
I think this is the show that I, like... Like, whenever I want to watch a certain episode, I go to, like, It's Always Sunny. I always go to, like, How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Or Parks and Recreation, I'll go to like certain episodes and watch them.
Yeah.
Louie is a show that I should be doing it to.
Yeah.
But I don't for some reason. So like now I might go back and watch a few episodes of season one and season two.
Definitely one of those shows where I watched it late, or not late because it's only been around for a couple years.
Uh-huh.
But I watched it like halfway through the first one and then I just kept watching it because it's pretty good. So that's my show.
And it's better than Lucky Louie.
That's something to watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
It has been. I went back on HBO like a couple weeks ago. I saw Lucky Louie's on. I put it on. And I was like, oh my gosh. And that was Louis C.K. No.
Yeah, they referenced that in the show. So.
And that was one of my favorite episodes where they were filming like Lucky Louie.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because the show's not continuous at all. So it's just like out of nowhere they start doing it.
Yeah,
the
show is pretty much just moments of Louis C.K.'s life.
Pretty much, yeah.
So
just funny because he does like the awkward thing really well where he just like does something that seems really awkward and you're just like, oh.
Was it season one? Was it the first episode where he gets the limos for the kids?
That was definitely first season. I'm not sure if it was the first episode. It was one of the first couple episodes.
That was so funny.
That was really funny. They show up in like the hood somewhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is that episode.
Were they in Harlem?
Like Harlem or something. And yeah. He calls his friend who owns like a limo company.
Yeah.
That part's really funny.
But yeah, that's my recommendation.
Yeah.
So
watch that, people. Anna, what's your recommendation?
I remember when like Drew, you and Mandy.
Yes.
Went to go see Hugo. And I was like, oh, I really want to see that movie now. Because you guys like hyped it up a lot.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing.
Martin Scorsese directed it.
Oh,
awesome.
I need to check that out still.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
But yeah, so.
why. So it's like, accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like flipping through Netflix. So I'm like, oh my gosh, it's here. So I finally watched it. And I was like, yeah, this is a really good film.
And Sacha Baron Cohen is in it. Yes. And he's not like his regular Sacha Baron Cohen. He is, I think this is like his best acting.
Oh, really?
There's a scene where he doesn't talk and it's like,
his facial grabs
you by your heart.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're like, Sacha Baron Cohen, let go. Stop grabbing my heart.
That's crazy.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm playing with my emotions.
I'm checking that out for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it a lot.
What I like about Netflix is that.
Oh, and just so you guys know, we're not sponsored by Netflix.
We
just use it all the time. Everyone has Netflix. So we thought we should.
There's a lot on Netflix.
And it's like $8 a month. So.
But yeah.
Netflix should sponsor us.
But what I like, because Netflix, I don't know if there's like a. Is there a thing that says when things come out on Netflix? Like when.
No. They actually took away recently. They used to have this thing that there's a website called like Watch It Now on Netflix before it like leaves.
Yeah.
Oh.
So then Netflix, like, I guess they had a contract thing that like got rid of a bunch of movies.
Like Tangled.
Yeah, all these movies like left Netflix like just recently, like a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
So Netflix took it out of their like source code of when movies are leaving.
Yeah, when they're leaving, but do they have a thing that's saying upcoming?
No.
Okay, well they have that.
They say new on Netflix.
Yeah, they say new on Netflix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like that surprise.
Recently added.
I like
recently
that added, surprise of Netflix where I'm like, I don't know when a movie's going to come here. But when it does and you're like, oh, I wanted to see this. And it just shows up and you're like, yes, this is great.
Yeah, like my recommendation, I have two recommendations, but I'm going to just go with one, I think. End of Watch. Jake Gyllenhaal, Mario Pena, what was it? Michael Pena. And
Red Tomato.
It has a red tomato.
Ooh, that means it's probably good.
Yeah, and then
I can read
Anna
tomatoes.
Kendrick is in it as well. Anna Kendrick.
Oh, what?
Oh, is she? About? Really?
Tell me about it, Drew.
Whoa. Okay, so it's these two cops, and Jake Gyllenhaal is like working on this project. He's like filming everything he does, and it's an LAPD, and like super intense. They bust the wrong guy, pretty much, and like the DEA is like, oh, you shouldn't have busted him. Like these people are like super like powerful, one of the most powerful gangs in Mexico, and like pretty much call a hit out on these two cops. And you pretty much see everything that happens. And it's like a really cool, they like, it's a really cool way they like filmed it and everything.
Is it like kind of documentary style ish?
Yeah.
Because I've like, only seen the trailer, but
it's kind of like that. It's
looks
like,
ish.
It's like a mockumentary kind of.
Yeah. Mockumentary.
Yeah. So it's like pretty much Jake Gyllenhaal was like filming a documentary the whole time. Of his life as a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Like paranormal.
Kind of like paranormal. Like it got popular for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie, super intense. Like there are some scenes where I was just like, holy crap, I can't believe I'm watching this.
This came out a year ago?
Yeah, it came out in 2012.
Whoa.
Rated R. I've watched it like three times, I think. It's just like, jeez. If I'm like feeling weird, I'm like, I need to watch something that'll like get my heart racing. End of Watch.
Yeah, for some reason, this movie, I feel like I saw the trailer. Don't remember it coming out.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And then
all
of a sudden it's been a year since.
And now it's on Netflix.
And now then it shows up on Netflix. And that's where.
With a red tomato.
It's like with a red tomato. When it falls through the cracks, Netflix is there to catch it.
Yeah. So I have this one for one of my recommendations. And for my other recommendation is an older movie. If
so maybe, you are going to go with
I am going to go with Bloodline. If End of Watch is too intense for you, you should watch Untouchables. We watched it somewhat recently.
Yeah.
It's one of my family's favorite movies.
Untouchables.
Have you ever seen this movie, Anna?
No, I have not.
Oh, wow. Maybe you have something to watch.
Ooh, another Red Tomato. Ooh.
Another Red
Tomato. Yeah, that was the first 80%. Time I saw it when we saw it a couple
months ago. Kevin Costner, Sean Connery. Andy Garcia, Robert De Niro. So it takes place during Prohibition era.
Superman's and these are the, dad.
Yeah.
Sorry, I like to make references to other movies when I'm talking about other movies.
Which, like, this movie hasn't even come out yet. So, like,
which I know.
It's like a futuristic reference.
And then I do it with, that's not even the most famous reference of, like,
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's directed by Brian De Palma. He's the director of Scarface. And it's Prohibition era. And these are the cops who bust Al Capone. Robert De Niro plays Al Capone. Great portrayal. And these are the cops who bust him for tax evasion. In case you didn't know history. That's kind of a spoiler, history. I guess.
Spoiler!
But, like, that's a historical...
Spoiler, link. We defeated the Nazis! Ah!
Spoiler, Lincoln dies at the end.
No! Darn it!
But, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
But, yeah. Like,
he kills vampires, too.
I was about to say that.
Yes.
And I think that movie's on Netflix as well.
I think it is, too.
Either that one or the knockoff of that one.
So, vampire
or like a zombie
slayer.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln versus zombie.
Every hunter,
yeah, the zombie one. I saw that.
Every hunter and slayer.
I didn't
watch
it, but I saw it on Netflix.
Yeah, and Abraham Lincoln zombies. From 1930s also on there.
Zombies.
And in case you want to watch some history stuff, but yeah, watch those movies. Like, if you've never seen The Untouchables, made in 1987,
it makes sense you would like this movie.
Such a great movie.
It's
scene.
Pretty good.
There's a scene that takes place in a train station.
It looks
all
older
I'm
than.
Say.
What did you say? 87.
Yeah.
It looks older than that. Somehow
they did a really good job filming
somehow,
it.
Somehow, yeah.
But the scene in the train station is like,
oh man,
so intense.
It's crazy.
It's oh my god. So yeah, watch it. Let us know what you think, or don't.
Comment.
Comment. Yeah, you guys comment. You can comment directly on our SoundCloud. Leave us a positive review on iTunes. I'm working on a Facebook page that you can become a fan of or like. Yeah, you can like it. You can tweet us at Destiny Pizzas. You can email us anything at destinypizzas.com, like whatever you want to type in. I think it works.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I set that up.
I didn't know you could do that.
So I think it's Mike and Drew are at Destiny Pizzas, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the emails that we have?
Yes.
Yeah, you can tweet me directly at Dhruv Patel, DHRUVPATEL.
You can tweet me at mstesca, mstesca.
You want to plug anything, Anna?
Sure. You can tweet me, too, at Anna Rochelle, A-N-N-A.
Is that? I don't think that's your Twitter.
Oh, it's not.
Whoa, you don't even know your own Twitter handle.
I haven't. Okay, honestly, I haven't been using Twitter that much.
Oh, yeah.
It's I R few. Our friend Mandy made it.
Yeah. I A R F Y O U.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Until next week, I guess. We'll talk about The Purge. I don't think we're going to have one of those bonus pods.
Nah,
I think
the next one will be Man of Steel.
Yeah, the next one will definitely be Man of Steel, definitely. Which is like not that far away.
Yeah.
Get excited
so close
for
now.
It. We'll probably do one of those like awesome screenings, 9 p.m. screening, IMAX,
yeah,
3D, all that fun stuff. If you guys have any recommendations, just tweet us or email us. You guys know how to contact us. Yeah, so thank you for listening and have a great week.